So obviously we're here tonight speaking to Ryan, manager Ryan or coach of Brentwood Town?
Manager. Yeah.
Manager, yeah. Have you hung up your boots?
Yeah, so I get that a lot. I'm only 29.
Really?
So everyone always tells me that I'm too young to give up. But to be honest, I stopped enjoying playing for quite a few years. So I think I retired when I was about 27.
Wow.
Okay. I've always coached. I worked at Southend at the academy.
Yeah.
I've always thought that when I got older I would get into management, and I just thought, why waste any time and get a head start now? So maybe it is, I am young and it is too early, but I just think I'd only be starting this in another 3-4 years anyway, so just getting some experience in now.
Brilliant. And what about your sort of coaching badges, have you got
those? I've got them all up to my A licence. Still got to do my pro, so I've got all the badges I need, certainly for this level anyway.
And how long have you been involved with Brentwood here?
So I've played over 200 games for Brentwood, over various spells. Played here when I was 20,
right,
when I was 22 and 25. So and that's probably the reason why I got this job, because I don't think anyone else would have given me this opportunity this early. But because I've played here, played a lot of games, I was captain here when we got promoted.
So you still got a lot of history.
People know me around here, so I think that kind of did help me in terms of getting the job, really.
Okay. In terms of yourself, how do you sort of get yourself ready for training and on match days? What sort of preparation do you go through?
A lot.
Yourself,
a lot. I knew it would be a lot. I never realised it would be this much. Yeah. But one thing that we sort of, before we ever started this, and even when I was coaching at the academy at Southend, is be the most prepared team club out there. If you can try and gain an extra 1%, we do that. And if you ask the boys, maybe some people might think it's a bit double busy, but we do a lot of research into the opponents. A lot of research. We, like, in a minute we're going to go and have a team meeting about the opponents we've got Saturday, and we probably go a bit overboard on prep, but for me I would rather them know everything possible, because I just think as a player I would have liked that if I knew exactly who I was up against and what they did and what they didn't.
And the confidence probably then comes from them into you and you into them,
and
you're all prepared as much as you can do for that.
That's it,
that 3 o'clock kickoff on a
Saturday.
So just in quick terms, results recently, you had a loss midweek, but you had a win at the weekend, is that right?
I don't know if you need to,
that's all right,
I don't know how much people know, but when I got the job, I got it quite late, it's in July, June, so it's quite late. When I got the management role, I had zero players, because they'd all left. I had zero, so I had to build a whole new squad. You start having to get, you've got to get 18 players in, really. So you get trialists, and the summer was really busy, and you get a team, and then obviously that ain't right, there's a few that need changing, so you change it again. And I think the results in the early stages showed that, because I think we lost our first 3 or 4 league matches. Now we've got a bit more of a settled side, we've gone from losing every week to now we're winning and then we're losing and then we're winning, and it's a bit inconsistent, but it's improvement from the first 6 games. But we've had the same lineup for the last couple of games, so we're not the finished article. There's still some areas I want to improve, but we're just looking for that consistency.
Where do you see the sort of the main focus for you as a manager for the club in terms of those improvements?
It's more, listen, we know we've got the players that are good enough, but there's just something missing at the minute, and we think we know what it is. We think it's more of a mental thing rather than ability, technical thing. Probably just we could do with a couple more leaders, a few more voices. We're quite a young squad, I'd probably say that's the area. There's no really position, it's not a specific position that we're weak in. It's just, I think, could just do with a couple more experienced players that could sort of help us manage the games through the tough times.
How do you find a difference in sort of getting them ready for the game, as opposed to a player having that person get you ready? How do you then sort of switch hats a little bit and get the guys ready for Saturday?
Well, that's one of my strengths, I believe, is like my man management skills.
Yeah.
I like to think, if you ask them all, they all like me. But then they respect me. There's never been any problems with any lack of respect or anything like that. And I spend a lot of time getting to know the boys, and everything we do is what are the boys like. They want the kid they want. So we try and give them everything. And then obviously, like I say, in terms of prep, the team talks and tactics are planned, the lineups are planned, there's so much prep that goes into it. So when I turn up on a Saturday, to be honest, it's all up here. It's just sort of routine, really.
And what bit do you not like about being a manager?
Losing. Do you know what? Obviously, no one likes losing. And at the start, when I was losing, I was getting really down. And then when I was winning, I was getting really up. But you've got to try and find a bit of a... Don't get... The best bit of advice I've given, don't get too high when you win and don't get too high when you lose. But other than losing, I think it's more just... We as a management team, we've put so much time and effort, and what we've just, and I should know this because I was a player myself, is that these boys have got lives, these boys have got jobs, they aren't ever going to care as much as we do, they're never going to put as much time as we do, and that's just a bit frustrating. Like, as you can see tonight, there's about four or five boys that couldn't make it, all legit reasons, but like, it does just get a little bit frustrating sometimes with just the commitment. But then I guess that's non-league football for
you. What's the best thing you enjoy?
Well, winning. I mean, we won last week and it was our first league win.
Yeah, it's 3-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a good side. And the buzz, like, it was all in the bar till about 7 o'clock and the banter was flying. And you can't beat the winning. But I've always wanted to be full-time in management, coaching. I want to wake up every day and that be my job. This is only part-time, but I almost make it full-time every day, whether we're on the phone, whether we're meeting up, I'm planning this out on the laptop.
How do you cope then in your sort of home and private life?
Ask my missus. Oh. No, do you know what? She's good as gold. Because I've got a young baby, 9-month-year-old girl. I run a business. I just don't sleep, really. I don't really have much... time, so I'll probably get in tonight and I'll have my other work to do. But I kind of quite like being busy. But I think we ain't got there yet, but I think there might be a ban of one day where I'm not allowed to talk about football. I think that might be coming.
Might be a Sunday, is that a good idea?
Maybe.
And just where do you sort of see the club this time next year? Where would you like to see the club?
Next year?
Yeah, this time next
so
year.
So obviously I'm an ambitious person, so at the start we aim high, obviously we ain't at the start that we wanted, and I think we've now realised that this year's probably where we had no players, we've got a new owner, everything's changed, and I think it's going to be a bit of a transition year. But I don't like the sound of that. That sounds like we're just going to
sounds like you're trading more a little bit, doesn't it?
But it's not that. I think that's just a realistic approach, but we want to get a win and then get a momentum going, and then by Christmas be mid-table, and then have a push on. We probably won't make playoffs now, but that's got to be, we've got to build our team so that when it gets to the end of the season, we've got three quarters of a real good team. So then in the summer you can pick two or three, four players that you want, and we'll have a real go for it, because the chairman, he does want promotions. He's quite he's invested a lot of money off the pitch, and he does want to get promoted within the next few years. So
good. Right, well, Ryan, thank you very much for taking time out of your evening.
Thanks
to the boys for not swearing whilst we've been recording as well. So
probably just couldn't hear them.
It's been all good.
Lovely.
So listen, I'll stick that up on the website.